Dobrodan, Dobrodan. This means good day and welcome to you all. And the warmest greetings from the women of Slovenia, one of the smallest and youngest countries in Europe. God, in his goodness, endowed us with natural beauty from the Pannonian plains to rolling hills, from green forests to high mountains, from the mysterious karst caves to the coast of the Adriatic Sea. Come, everything is ready. Let us praise God together by singing the first hymn, From all that dwell below the skies, let the Creator's praise arise. Alleluia, alleluia. Let the Redeemer's name be sung through every land, by every tongue. Please stand.
Of history, for 11 centuries, people in Slovenia have known you. As Christians, we have affirmed your love, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. All together, we praise you with the sound of waterfalls and the waves of the sea, in our fruitful vineyards and fields, green forests and snow-capped peaks. Jesus Christ, Son of God, whose word works wonders among us, you inspire us to loving action. We praise you in nature, in birds singing and wild game calling, and in the villages and cities with the sound of the organ, accordion, guitars and zither. O Holy Spirit, with your gifts, you bring us together in unity despite our differences. We thank you for the relationships which you build among us. In your hands we place the future of young people, hopes of families, and the acceptance of our elders. Welcoming God, in your love you have prepared a table for all, and you inspire us to open our hearts and our homes to those who are not yet at the table. We praise and thank you and proclaim the kingdom of love in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let us stand and sing. Sing to God new songs of worship. All his deeds are marvelous. He has brought salvation to us with his hand and holy arm.
Let us now listen to experiences of some Slovenian women by sitting in front of me. With them, let us reflect and pray. First, we hear from Ojeta, who was born at the end of the Second World War when her country was part of Yugoslavia, a Marxist socialist republic.
I was taught to pray by my widowed mother and grandmother, who shared their faith with me. At that time, our country was a socialist communist state. Religious people were considered second class, and when I finished secondary school, I could not get a student grant and had no other source of funding to allow me to study. I went abroad, as did many other workers from the former Yugoslavia. In Switzerland, I found a job, but I felt very strongly about how foreign workers were looked upon. After retiring, my husband and I returned home. I am very happy that my former parish has welcomed us into the community. I tried to share my happiness by volunteering in the parish and also by participating in the World Day of Prayer.
We Slovenes have experienced what it means to be refugees and migrant workers. At the end of the Second World War, many had to leave the country, either because of opposition to communism or to find work abroad, so that families could survive. We have to confess that now we tend to forget this experience, when it comes to our attitudes towards people who have had to leave their own ruined homes in search of peace and a better life. Together, merciful God, forgive us when we stop ourselves from speaking out in the face of injustice.
Moitza, who grew up in the newly established Slovenia after independence in 1991, would like to tell you her story.
I'm 34 years old. I was able to access higher education, which in Slovenia is free of charge. When I was 21, I fell in love and got pregnant, but my boyfriend left me. It was very difficult to continue my studies, but I received support from my family and was among the best students in my class. I raised my child and had a second with my husband, who accepted my first son as his own. I'm now a researcher in a scientific institute. I wish, however, that the balance between family care and work could be more favourable to families and less restrictive to women in the workplace. In spite of full legal equality, women still have to bear a double burden.
We give thanks for all those women who have overcome barriers to raise their children in the midst of adversity. We thank you, God, for those communities that surround women and children with love. Thank you, loving God.
And now we listen to Maria, who is over 80 and lives in the countryside.
I live with my son's family. My son and daughter-in-law are unemployed, and we rely on my modest pension from the factory where I used to work to sustain us. It helps that we are able to produce food for our own use on our small farm. However, my neighbour is not so fortunate. Her children moved to the city to find jobs, leaving her alone in a big house with a farm she is no longer able to maintain and manage.
We recognise that in many places, ageing parents and elderly people are not receiving the care and attention they deserve. They feel isolated and in need of mutual encouragement and togetherness. We should develop initiatives for intergenerational cooperation. Our grandmothers and grandfathers have helped to keep our Christian faith alive, for which we are grateful. Thank you, caring Creator.
Ema is a 40-year-old mother of two whose life has been greatly affected by alcoholism. This is her story.
I was born into a family where my father was often drunk and violent, and my mother also drank. I swore that my children would never suffer like that, and that's why I never drink alcohol. I got married and we built a house. We have two children who are now in school. Then my husband lost his job because his company had gone bankrupt and he began to drink. He became violent with me and the children. I didn't know what to do. I didn't like to bring my children home to see a drunken father, even if he was very affectionate to them when he was sober. He would promise me almost anything then, but he wouldn't agree to go and get help. With confidence, I pray to God that my husband will face his addiction and our lives will improve.
We have neglected to recognise the disruptive effects of alcohol in our personal lives. Sometimes it causes both adults and children to become victims of violence. We pray for young people who, like adults, are using alcohol to enjoy themselves or to cope with stress. Lord, we pray for all families who face alcoholism and alcohol abuse. May all hear and joyfully accept the invitation to your banquet. God, open our hearts, make us more compassionate and understanding.
Natasha belongs to the Roma ethnic minority, and she would now like to tell you about her life.
I am 46 years old, married with two children. I spent my childhood with a loving and caring family in a Roma village. Both my parents had jobs, which allowed us to grow up in a carefree environment and to have a good education. Our Roma village was accepted by the large community around us, and I almost never experienced rejection because of my ethnicity. However, my family's experience does not fully reflect the social and economic situation of the Roma people in Slovenia or Europe. Many of them live in impossible conditions, with no running water or electricity in their homes. Access to school is limited, and Roma children are often mocked and excluded. They are not able to obtain a good education, which affects their job prospects and their ability to free their family from poverty.
We confess, O God, that social exclusion is current in our society. We find it hard to accept otherness, believing our way of life to be the measure of how everyone should live, and we are very quick to exclude. Lord, have mercy on us. Thank you, God, for those who are respectful and open-minded as Jesus was. Thank you for those who do not tire of embracing excluded and marginalized people, thus enabling them to develop their self-esteem. Loving Father, stand beside us in our efforts.
Let us pray. We confess our faults, merciful God. We have so many that we cannot even count them. We are your beloved children. God, see our tears and the repentance in our hearts. Because of your forgiveness, we dare to hope for a new day when all will build relationships based on justice, peace, and love. Amen. And now shall we stand to sing our next song, which is God Forgave My Sin in Jesus' Name.
I got.
While reflecting on the one hand, our relationship with God, and on the other hand, our relationships in our community, let us hear Jesus' parable from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14.
One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time from the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they, all alike, began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'"
And our next song is very appropriate for today. "Come along, the feast is ready."
The verse and the chorus are the same in this song, so by the end of it we'll know it really well. Shall we stand?
Proclaiming the good news, reflection by Sarah.
Come,
Everything is ready. The invitations have been sent, the meal is prepared, the table is set, the guests are awaited. But they do not come. They all make their excuses. And so the invitation goes out to different guests to come and share the wonderful feast which has been prepared. Come, everything is ready. Slovenian artist Rezka Arnas was asked to paint something specifically for the 2019 World Day of Prayer service from Slovenia, based on this story found in Luke's Gospel. Rezka says of her painting, "I wanted to present two topics, the country of Slovenia and the main biblical story of the worship service. Let's bear that in mind as we look at her artwork and reflect on its message to us. So look briefly at this painting for a few moments. What first catches your eye? The colours, the food, the people. Now look at the picture a little more closely. Look at the semicircle in the centre. It represents a plate or a table, elements to be found at any meal. But it's decorated in the style of traditional Slovenian embroidery, signifying that this is a special meal. A white cloth embroidered in red is often used for celebrations in Slovenia. Look carefully at the table. It's set for a celebration. It's a table full of good food, food that is typical of Slovenia. There are grapes, because Slovenia is a wine-producing country. Patika, a national speciality, a sort of doughy cake, rather like a Chelsea bun with a nut filling. It sounds delicious. Slovenian licitar, heart-shaped biscuits made with honey from Carnoila bees and decorated with a carnation, a common Slovenian flower. These biscuits are given as gifts and as an expression of love, often at weddings. What does the food on the table say to you about God's invitation? Come, for everything is ready. Perhaps it's an indication that God offers an abundant feast, a celebration. It's offered in love, and it's welcoming. Look at the people at the top of the picture. Who are they, and what are they doing? Are they greeting one another, dancing, celebrating? Rezka has depicted the figures as Slovenian women in national dress, wearing traditional lace cap, mob cap, and scarf. What does this part of the painting say to you? Could this part represent those who are originally invited to the celebration? Those whose main focus is getting on with their own lives? Those who are unconcerned about the people below? Now look at the people in the bottom half of the picture. Who are these people? Where are they positioned? Are these people who are sidelined on the edges? They're placed at the bottom of the picture and under the table. What does that signify? Does it remind you of another story in the Bible? Of a conversation between Jesus and a Canaanite woman, of dogs eating the crumbs that have fallen under the table, the leftovers. Are these people the leftovers in society, people unseen, ignored, or vulnerable? If you are holding a party or celebration, who do you invite? Friends or family? People that you know and like? Think of the people you would be least likely to invite to your celebration. Perhaps a homeless person, or a drug addict, an alcoholic, someone who's been in prison, or a person with a disability which makes communication difficult. In this painting, the people underneath and on the edges are more prominent than those on the top. What does this say to you about God? That God especially cares for those who are weak and vulnerable? That the have-nots may be much nearer to God's kingdom than the haves? The story in Luke ends with a warning to those who were originally invited that they should not be complacent. They will be the ones to miss out. And perhaps it's a warning to us too, and a reminder that we are all God's children, that everyone is valued, and that God's kingdom is open to all. So come, everything is ready. The meal is prepared, the table is set, and all are invited. Come, share this feast in the kingdom of God. So we're going to turn back to page 12 now to sing our next song, If We Claim to Love Our Neighbour. Please stand if you're able.
Yeah.
Please be seated. The World Day of Prayer is a worldwide, ecumenical, women-led movement. Each year, we admire the strength of the communities who participate, emphasize with their concerns, and are encouraged by their faith. Our vision is a world in which all women can make decisions about their own lives. As we move forward, we look for signs of encouragement and solidarity. Our offering today is one of these signs that it will be used to strengthen communities throughout the world by supporting programs which enable women and children to have a better quality of life. If you would like to gift aid with your offering, could you please put it in the brown envelopes provided and fill in the details? Thank you.
Our prayers of thanksgiving, interspersed with a chorus. O God, we thank you for the Slovenian people who have overcome many difficulties throughout their history and still stand together in strength. Let them be open to others and welcome those who come to them in need.
Lord, hear their prayer we humbly offer. May you truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
O God, we thank you for the countries that are establishing democracy. Help us to build solidarity around the world, across the communities, homes, and nations. And we remain seated to sing, Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
So all can have enough to eat, access to healthcare and social security. Help us to be more attentive to the spiritual needs of those around us and to be supportive of those in difficult situations.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
O God, we thank you for free education and the opportunity to study abroad. We call for the leaders of our countries to recognise the universal right of the child to receive a good education, either at home or abroad. May that education lead to jobs which enable a peaceful future for our families and countries.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
O God, we thank you for grandparents who support young families by taking care of the grandchildren and sharing their faith. Help us to look after the elderly in our communities, to be good to them in our nursing homes and in our neighbourhoods.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
O God, we thank you for the voice and witness of minority communities. May the call for justice and inclusion be heard in all parliaments. Sustain the refugees and migrants amongst us. Help us to walk with the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. May we always hear their cry.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
O God, we thank you for helping us to improve ecumenical relationships and interfaith cooperation, to learn to respect our differences and to recognise how we have been enriched by our interactions with others.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
O God, we thank you for your standing invitation to your banquet. We thank Jesus for being at the centre of our fellowship and of our community around the globe. We thank you for the World Day of Prayer movement, through which we find the strength to go out and share the concerns, hopes, and joys of the women of Slovenia.
Lord, hear the prayer we humbly offer. May it truly reflect our love. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Lord. Your song be felt within our hearts.
Shall we pray? And all say together, O God, you are the one who invites us. You bring us to the same table and lead us in the path of life and hope. We are important in your eyes. You have called us by name. And so, as your beloved children, we dare to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, God of all goodness, help us to respect the wonders of nature and to protect them with all our power. Help us to respect human life, to accept it in its uniqueness, and to mutually support one another on the path to freedom, justice and peace as equal members of your family. May we be blessed in this endeavour by God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And as we come now to the end of our service and to our final hymn, I would like to, on behalf of Haverhill Methodist Church, thank you all for coming. You made this morning very, very special, and I hope you enjoyed the service. And after the service, we would love you to join us in the church hall for some tea, coffee, and biscuits. Come, everything is ready.